there but you. You're whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you. You're whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you.
The UK 1940s radio station, and this is From Stateside. I'm Jay Lawrence.
Thank you. the honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's the melody played in a penny arcade. It's the Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Those great nights when they ask you to come to the movies for barnyard night, or if you needed money for anything. There was cash night at the movies. Every Wednesday and Thursday night, a name was drawn from the cash barrel, and jackpots started at $10 and increased $10 each week until somebody won. You must be present to win, and don't forget, if you're not registered, you can register at the snack bar. And let's take a look at the movies of the 1940s from Stateside. Mr. and Mrs. Smith is a 1941 screwball comedy directed by Alfred Hitchcock. Mr. and Mrs. Smith starred Carol Lombard and Robert Montgomery. it was not your typical Alfred Hitchcock movie. It was a comedy about a couple who learned that their marriage was not valid.
You'll see Carol Lombard and Robert Montgomery together for the first time. You'll see one of the funniest comedy situations that ever hit the screen. You'll see what happens when Mr. and Mrs. Smith discover that they were never legally married.
Robert Montgomery played David Smith and Carol Lombard as Ann Smith, who had been happily married for 3 years, or so they believed. Then they were told their wedding was not legal. David does everything he can to win Ann back.
Anything I can do for you, sir?
Are you crazy? Will you please do me a favor and come home? I'm supposed to be in court this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I think you have the wrong department. We have nothing here for you.
Are you going to come out of here peacefully, or will I have to carry you?
Oh, and the most wonderful feature of these, you don't have to launder them. You merely throw them away. Just throw them away.
That suits me.
Oh, no. Leave me alone.
Why, Miss Krausheimer, what are you doing to the customer?
Oh, I'm not doing anything. Look who's got who.
I'll have to ask you to release our sales clerk.
Do you want to try and make me release her?
If you're not pleased with this clerk, I'll be happy to get you another.
I'm pleased with her, all right, but she's no clerk. She's my wife.
Your wife?
I am not.
Miss Krausheimer, we understood you were a single woman. As an aid to the unemployment crisis, it is our policy not to employ married women.
And quite right, too.
I am not married.
She's married, all right.
We'll have to take this up with the head of the firm.
Well, just take me to him.
Let's all go.
This way, please.
In the end, David wins Ann back in a ski lodge.
Oh. Oh. David. Oh. David. Oh.
While Alfred Hitchcock later claimed that he directed the film, which was the only pure comedy he made in America, he did it as a favor to Carol Lombard. But the files at RKO show that Hitchcock actually pursued the project himself. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, produced in 1941, featured here on From Stateside.
Lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at harbors and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba 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 ba.
want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, and I can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, no.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the begin. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart, and there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what raptures serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. A fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the begin. Oh yes, let them begin the begin. Please make them play till the stars you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. Then we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the begin the begin the begin. When they begin the begin the begin the begin. When they begin, the begin.
And that was Tony Bennett with Begin the Begin. Here's Doris Day from that very popular motion picture of the 40s, Pale Face, with a bushel and a peck.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, a hug around the neck, and a back. A barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleep about you, about you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do. A bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck. Though you make my heart a wreck, make my heart a wreck, and you make my life a mess, make my life a mess. Yes, a mess of happiness about you, about you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel. bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
They still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
It's time to turn the radio on. And the Jack Benny Show was always rehearsing a show or talking about doing a show. They never did the show. They were always talking about doing a show. Well, here's Jack Benny talking with Bing Crosby about Bing being on one of his programs.
Okay, Bing, I'm ready.
Oh, fine. Where's George?
Oh, he's waiting for us out in the car.
Well, let's go.
Oh, wait a minute, Bing. You see, the reason I asked George to wait for us in the car is, because I wanted to talk to you about something alone.
Well, what about?
Well, sit down. No, wait a minute. I think it'd be much more comfortable over there.
Well, what is it?
That's it. Make yourself comfortable. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There we are. There. Now, Bing, here's what I wanted to talk to you about. See, I'm going to do another television show pretty soon, and I'd like to have you as my guest on this show.
I'm flattered, Jack. I'd love to be on it.
It'll be absolutely wonderful. You know, Bing, I can just see it now. I'll come out on the stage first and tell some jokes, see? And then you come out and sing a song. Then I'll go back, and then I'll come out, and we'll do some jokes together, you see? Then you can sing another song, then I'll come out with the violin. See, we'll do a couple of songs together.
Hey, Jack, come on, get me down out of here.
I'm not going to let you down, you come down on your price.
Oh, no, you don't. I won't budge. I'm going to stick to my prize.
You better do what he says, Bing. I've been up here for 4 months.
You can see the canteen is to join the Army, the Navy, the Marines.
The Hollywood Canteen operated in Hollywood as a club offering food, dancing, and entertainment for servicemen, usually on their way overseas. A serviceman's ticket for a mission was strictly his uniform.
So if you hail from the Bronx, Des Moines, or Aberdeen, come down and ask for a dance, the Hollywood.
Let's see who's playing at the canteen today.
It's Al Dexter and the Stroopers with Pistol Packin' Mama.
Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. And dancing with a blonde, until one night she shot out the lights. Bang, that blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. I'll see you every night, babe, I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. And was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Now there was old Al Dexter, he always had his fun. But with some lead she shot him dead, his hawking days are done. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Here's the co-founder of the Hollywood Canteen, Miss Betty Davis.
You've given us something we'll never forget. Wherever you go, our hearts go with you.
I can promise you that Betty Crocker cake mixes bake perfect cakes. When your husband comes home tonight, surprise him. We know your husband will enjoy Betty Crocker upside down.
She drove me to drink. That's the one thing I'm indebted to her for.
This is From Stateside, and I'm Jay Lawrence.
To the USA,
I'll meet the president and he'll say, "My friend, what's the big news in England?" And I'll answer, "The Lambeth Walk." Why, the Lambeth Walk will cure the blues. You can even go and tell Mr. Howard Hughes that he may have flown around the world. Ah, but can he do the Lambeth Walk? Perhaps I'm just daydreaming, or maybe it's crazy scheming. But if you happen to see my eyes gleaming, why, the reason is pleasing. What a happy old world this would be if the leaders of nations would just agree to make their people forget about wars and teach them the Lambeth Walk.
In the wee small hours of the morning, when John Q. Citizen is in bed, I get to thinking about my baby. Then the blues come down and circle around my head. In the wee small hours of the morning, there's just a piano playing me. He's playing songs I sang as a baby. Funny how the tune brings back a memory. Man, the kicks we had together, plenty of laughs and not a care. Come to think about it, that tells the story of the whole thing. But in the wee small hours of the morning, it gets too strong for the life of me. I get the longing for my baby, and any fool can plainly see that the wee small hours of the morning are just a misery to me.
Western Union clock on the bunker wall says it's time's up for this week. But remember, you can check me out on Jay Lawrence at Facebook. Drop me a line, make a request. So join us again next time. I'll still be here in the bunker getting some more shows together from stateside. Until next time, I'm Jay Lawrence. Thanks for listening.